Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, our penultimate episode of 2020. I'm congratulating some league champions. I'm saying some thank yous. Our final episode will be in 2 to 3 days or so. I want to thank Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And of course, I thank Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford, a podcast league player for multiple years who hosted our one podcast league draft this year on the showroom floor at Bill Curry Ford. And as we speak, Sean has the appropriate employees working on that Happy Gilmore-sized check for $1,000 that's going to go to our podcast league winner. I'm hoping to get the presentation done, documented, photographed, and posted on social media, both my social media pages and on the Bill Curry Ford social media pages, early in 2021, maybe as early as next week. So, this is basically reviewing a few situations. The last episode we did for you was specific to the Alvin Kamara Christmas miracle. Since then, I've gone back and researched the Sean Alexander game that I was at, where he scored 5 touchdowns in the first half against the Minnesota Vikings, not 6. 4 were via run. 1 was via, I believe, a screen pass he took to the house that might have been of 80 yards. But the 6-touchdown effort reminiscent of a man we lost in 2020, Gale Sayers, I believe the last to do that individually in the National Football League. And that was predating the fantasy football era. So I asked for examples in that previous podcast because even RotoWorld began the summary of Alvin Kamara's performance on Christmas Day against the Vikings with congratulations on winning your fantasy championship. I left open the door that someone out there with Alvin Kamara could lose their fantasy championship. And fortunately for us, one of my podcast listeners, who I don't believe I've ever interacted with before, sent me a couple of notes in the last 24 hours saying, you wanted an example of someone who overcame Alvin Kamara's Christmas miracle to win their championship, and here's one of them. So, believe it or not, here's the story of a gentleman named Morgan from Tampa, Florida. He wrote in and said he won his fantasy football championship despite facing Alvin Kamara. He then added a very interesting note. The opponent had Matt Stafford at quarterback who went out after the first drive. So we had in successive playoff weeks, week 14, you had the dud from Cam Newton on the Thursday night game. Then week 15, who was it that had a similarly bad performance Carr for the Raiders? And was gone early from that game, replaced by Marcus Mariota. Yep, it was Carr. Week 16, first of the 3 games on Saturday, Matt Stafford goes, what? 1 series and is done. This gentleman who wrote me said, my opponent's other top scorers were David Montgomery, who did well, Travis Kelce, who did well, but then he went on to give me his starters were Tom Brady, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Stephon Diggs, who in my scoring settings would have been worth 32.5 with what he put up, the bulk of which in the second half of the Monday night game against the New England Patriots. Austin Hooper, a sharp pickup, considering the Browns were without virtually all of their wide receivers for the Week 16 game against the Jets. Mike Evans, Mason Crosby, and the Rams defense. The opponent, who had Kamara and Stafford, also had David Montgomery, Cooper Kupp, Mike Williams, Travis Kelce, TJ Hockenson, Younghoe Koo, who missed that potential game-tying field goal. But other than that, I don't believe he had a field goal in that game because it was, what, 17-14, and the Washington defense. Based on Morgan's league scoring settings, he overcame Kamara 186.6 to 147.25. And he said, thought you might enjoy my situation. Thanks again, Morgan. He also said some very nice words about the podcast. He's apparently been a listener for quite some time. He and I both live in Tampa, Florida. We don't know each other. Morgan, maybe you'll want to play in a podcast league next year because it's a terrific story that you tell, overcoming maybe the greatest performance in fantasy football history, and the timing of it being on Christmas Day to start a championship week. I mean, things can't start any worse for you, right? I didn't hear any Vikings on your team, any Saints on your team, and your opponent jumps out to a 50-point lead, and you're watching Kamara score 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you're thinking, terrific. And yet you overcome it by a significant margin, and you get a little help because Stafford is your opponent's quarterback, and he leaves, as I've said, you know, for weeks now, with the quarterback position. If you get a total dud out of your quarterback, you're working uphill from a 20-point deficit just at that position alone. So you made that gap, that Kamara gap of 50, you knocked about 40% off that just based on what Stafford didn't do for your opponent in your championship game. But Morgan, I wanted an example. I'm sure there are other examples, but you stepped up. You laid it all out for me. You didn't make fun of your opponent. You didn't even name your opponent. I'm sure your opponent is like, good God, I can't even win if Alvin Kamara scores 6 touchdowns. And he had David Montgomery and Travis Kelce. So Morgan, well-earned fantasy championship on your part, and thank you for listening to the podcast. And I welcome you to get involved with us since you are in Tampa, Florida next year if you want to play in one of our podcast leagues. I also want to congratulate Rob Wright from our podcast league, the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 Podcast League, sponsored by Bill Curry Ford. Rob did have Kamara, but he had a lot of other great things going for him in championship week. I had various ways I could have beaten him in the semifinals. It just didn't work out. Rob deserved to beat me in the semifinals. We had a good battle. It came down to the fourth quarter of the Sunday night game between the Browns and the Giants. Yeah, Browns and Giants. And I couldn't get enough out of Higgins. I couldn't get Higgins in the end zone. There were other things I wish I could have gotten earlier in the weekend. Rob could have gotten more. Rob had both Tyreek Hill and Alvin Kamara. And as Adam Rank talked about on NFL Network, neither of those guys touched the ball the last 9 minutes of that Week 15 game between the Chiefs and the Saints. The last 9 minutes, which would have given Rob an even bigger pad on me before the Sunday night game. So Rob deserved to beat me in the semifinals. And then he did pack a wallop, not just with Kamara, but overall, against Dennis Phillips and Dennis Phillips' sons from ABC Action News, as Dennis just didn't have a good week. and Dennis was going to need an exceptional week to overcome what Alvin Kamara did, much like Morgan did. He had an exceptional week with his team to overcome what Alvin Kamara did and win his league championship. Dennis couldn't quite do that. But Dennis was a first-time title game finalist after playing in our league in 2019. It's a thrill to have Dennis play. It's not like I interact a lot with Dennis, but I just know he's a fantasy football player. And it meant a lot that he wanted to bring a couple of his family, his sons, out to the draft that we did at Bill Curry Ford. So from the podcast league, congratulations to Rob Wright. I've been in touch with Rob on his second league championship, and this one's going to earn him a $1,000 check from Bill Curry Ford. Mike Lentz from Papa John's of Tampa Bay, a big supporter. He had never played fantasy football before he joined podcast leagues, and he finished third in the league, and Mike's come a long way. He's really into it. He's a terrific guy to work with on my tournaments, on podcasts, to play golf with. He's actually now using my old driver. I upgraded my driver. Mike wanted to upgrade his. This is the way the golf equipment works. Someone gets something new, and then they pass on something that they had to someone else because it's better than what someone else had. And so Mike now uses – Mike was in a tournament with John Daly and Little John Daly days before Christmas. It's an annual event. Mike even asked me to play, and I just wasn't feeling up to it. And he sent me the photo. It's a great photo of John Daly, Little John Daly, Mike Lentz, and one other of Mike Lentz's teammates from this golf tournament. And I just looked. I'm like, hey, and that used to be my driver. That's in the photo with John Daly. Nice job, Mike Lentz. So thank you, Mike Lentz, for all you do and for playing in the league. I've sent emails out to all the participants in the podcast league thanking them for playing this year and basically saying to Sean Sullivan that we expect to return to Hooters with multiple leagues next year, but this specific league that Sean put Bill Curry's money behind can stay the same in terms of where we draft and what the stakes are. The membership is going to change because there were some people, the defending champion of the podcast league couldn't play this year, Val. She was geographically relocated as a result of the pandemic and could not join us at Bill Curry Ford. If Val is available, she will be back in our league in 2021 to defend the title that she won in 2019. So we might have some change in membership. No one is guaranteed their spot next year. But I want Sean and Bill Curry Ford to know that we'll be happy to keep this league going with them, in addition to me bringing back other podcast leagues that will return to one or two Hooters restaurants in 2021, as long as we can continue the strong relationship between Hooters and the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Congratulations also go out to my longtime friend and radio host Drew Garabo, host of Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay. Drew won his fantasy championship. He asked me for a lot of advice the last couple of weeks. I was fortunate to give him good advice. He had built quite a team. He had overcome the Dak Prescott injury, clearly had a good year, is really into fantasy football, and congratulations to Drew on winning his fantasy league. He plays with a number of guys that I know, one of which is the great Mike Olivero, the marketing and promotions manager for Cox Media Group. And he beat Mike in the semifinals, and then Drew did win in his championship game, agonizing over a couple of decisions that weren't as clear because of some changes from week 15 to week 16. But I was happy to give Drew good advice. There were some of you that reached out to me in the last week or two. It wasn't 100%. I know some of the advice I gave you was the second opinion I gave you didn't work out. Some of it did. That's the nature of what we do. That's also why I never want you to leave it to me. And I always say, you don't pick my starters. I don't pick yours. I'm simply trying to give you a second opinion. And we're all here just trying to accomplish the same goal. And that is to field the best fantasy football team we can each and every week. So also, my congratulations go out to, in my foundation league, Joey DePompo beat his wife, Tara DePompo, in the final. Joey had Kamara. Actually disclosed to me an interesting story that I'm going to save for our last podcast in a couple of days that I was not aware of. Something involving a suggestion Joey made to Tara before the final game started on Christmas Day, since she had Dalvin Cook and he had Alvin Kamara, and they were about to watch the Vikings-Saints game on Christmas Day to start their championship final. So I'll save that for the last podcast, because I also learned something about a local business that I've done, I've had involvement with, not from a sponsorship standpoint, but I've used them regularly for fantasy football and golf tournaments, and I learned something about them now that I need to put a nameplate on a trophy, and I wasn't aware of it until literally doing the search online just for the hours of when they would be open during this holiday week. So I want to save a few things for the last podcast, but I did want to congratulate everyone in my league, including our podcast winner, Rob Wright. I wanted to acknowledge that Morgan from Tampa, Florida, wrote in with details of his win overcoming the Alvin Kamara Christmas miracle, and making sure Morgan knows that we want him in a podcast league next year, because he's clearly a skilled skilled fantasy player as well as a podcast listener, and you're local. So we want to take advantage of that. And again, Drew Garabo, well done. Along with Mike Olivero making your league semifinals. Drew, congrats on winning your league, and happy my advice to you worked out the last couple of weeks. So one more podcast to go, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters, with a big, big support from Bill Curry Ford and Sean Sullivan. Maybe I'll have some more details on the Bill Curry Ford check presentation by the time I do episode 48 of this podcast in the coming days. But thank you so much for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Whether you've just listened to the last handful of episodes, you've listened all season, you've listened for all five seasons. Remember, I have the Todd Wright Toddcast, and I have some other podcasts. I have a webcast called What Are the Odds? I really appreciate your support in any time you give me in listening or watching what I do. So we'll do one more of these in a couple of days. Thanks again. I hope you had a successful fantasy football season. We'll talk to you soon.